Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about a concept called the double bind of the current AI bubble. It's a fascinating, if not slightly terrifying idea. A double bind. I like that. It sounds like one of those stuck between a rock and a hard place situations. So break it down for me. What are the two sides of this AI coin? Exactly. It's a lose-lose situation for almost everyone outside of Wall Street and Silicon Valley. On one hand, if this massive frenzied investment in artificial intelligence turns out to be an overheated bubble, and it bursts, it could trigger a market crash that makes the dot-com bust look like a minor tremor.
Worse than the dot-com bust? That's a huge claim. Is the investment really that much bigger?
Oh, it's not even close. The article points out that the current AI mania is seeing 17 times more investment than the dot-com bubble at its peak. 17.
Wait, 17? As in 1-7? That is an unbelievable amount of money. So if that pops, the fallout could be catastrophic for the entire economy, not just tech stocks.
Precisely. The fortunes of AI and the broader economy are now deeply intertwined. You have about a third of the S&P 500's value riding on just 7 huge tech companies, all of which are betting the farm on AI. So, that's scenario 1, economic meltdown.
Okay, wow. So what's the other side of this double bind? What happens if the gamble pays off and AI actually succeeds?
Well, that's the paradox. If it succeeds on the scale investors are hoping for, it could mean widespread unemployment and massive social disruption. We're talking about a technology that could fundamentally reshape the workforce.
You know, you hear about that, but are there any real numbers? Or is it just speculation?
There are some pretty startling numbers, actually. A report from Senator Bernie Sanders' office estimated that nearly 100 million American jobs could be eliminated in just 10 years. 100 million.
100 million jobs? That's almost a third of the population. I mean, even the AI industry leaders are saying this.
Some are. The CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodei, he laid out a scenario where, yes, cancer is cured and the economy is booming, but 20% of the population is just unemployed. And other companies are even more blunt. There was an ad from a startup called Artisan that literally said, "Stop hiring humans."
They actually put that in an ad? That's incredibly brazen. But hold on a second. For all this investment and all these dire predictions, are companies actually seeing a return on this tech right now? Is it even working as advertised?
That is the billion, or rather, trillion-dollar question. And the data suggests not really. There's a huge disconnect. Daniel Barkay from the Center for Humane Technology put it perfectly. We were promised curing cancer, but we're getting AI slop.
AI slop. I love that. So what do the reports say? Is there any hard data on the return on investment?
There is, and it's bleak. A McKinsey report found that while almost 8 in 10 companies are using AI, that same number reports seeing little to no impact on their bottom line. But wait. It gets worse.
How can it get worse?
An MIT study. It found that 95% of companies using AI pilots saw no return on their $30 to $40 billion in investments. 95%.
So billions upon billions of dollars are being poured into something that, for the vast majority, is producing nothing. That feels completely unsustainable. How is the market tolerating that?
Because it's all built on euphoria. It's a belief in the future of AI, not its present. Investors are taking aggressive actions, and standard risk controls are being sidelined. The problem is, for the massive valuations to pay off, the technology has to deliver on those society-altering promises of replacing workers. It's the only way the math makes sense.
So the very justification for the investment bubble is the mass displacement of human workers. And what about from a regulatory standpoint? Is anyone in Washington paying attention to this?
Well, Senator Elizabeth Warren expressed major concerns. She's worried about big tech financing these huge data centers with unsustainable debt, which puts the whole financial system at risk. She also points to companies using AI to surveil workers and, basically squeeze every last drop of profit at their expense.
And what's her take on the administration's role in all this?
She basically said she worries the administration is asleep at the switch, that without strong financial safeguards and labor protections, it'll be workers and small businesses who pay the price, no matter which way this goes.
So it really is a double bind. We're trapped. We either face an economic catastrophe from a burst bubble built on hype, or a societal catastrophe from the technology actually succeeding and causing mass unemployment. That's deeply unsettling.
It is. The health of the entire market is being staked on a bet that seems to work against the common good, whether it wins or loses. It's a precarious position, and one that affects all of us. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.